they threw three of the Hebrew boys in the fire. The fire burned the cords that they were tied with, but it didn't singe the hair on the head. Are y'all in the house today? And we have this word from God that tells us today that you and I, we have a better covenant with him established upon better promises. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you can see why Satan wants you to be delirious and inconsistent and unsure about your confession when trouble shows up. He wants to put you in a place where you're not sure, but you build that wall. Build those stone pillars. Build that foundation. Build on that foundation that's already been laid. That no matter what comes, I shall not be moved. And when people will learn to get the word of God on the inside of them, that's what I'm after. I don't know what you asked. That nothing moves me. Hallelujah. No bad report. No trouble situation. No bad weather. Come on now. No bad, they're talking about pandemic. Nothing moves me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what do when you get attacked? Attack back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This won't happen. I said it many times. Glory to God. This won't happen. Watch it, Matlock. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I made you like me so you could live like me. Therefore, any man be in Christ is a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has what? Made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made what? The righteousness of God in him. That's why he did it. So I hold fast to the confession that I am righteous. I was made that way. So I'm going to live like I've been made. Hallelujah. Look what Revelation 12:11 says. And they overcame him. And they overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb. And what else? And the word of that testimony. What was that testimony? That confession. I confess that I've been delivered from sin. I was delivered by the blood of the Lamb. You can't put sin guilt on me and make it stick. I've been delivered. I'm a new creature right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so he said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of that testimony, because they loved not their life unto death. Ooh, shukatese. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then Jesus said on top of that, for verily, Mark 11:23, y'all know it so well. Mark 11:23. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever," who? Whosoever. So that means me. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain," this problem, this sickness, this disease, this poverty, this fear, this trouble, this worry, whosoever shall say, "Be thou removed and be cast into the sea," and shall not doubt where? In his heart. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. I'll tell this so Brother Hagin get the credit. He said, "I was waiting on the Lord. I had been praying." He said, "After I finished praying, I just got quiet. I wouldn't say it. I just got quiet before God." And he said emphatically, these words spoken by Jesus come floating up in him. He said, did you notice? And that believing is one time and the saying is three times. So he got up and checked it out. And sure enough. And he said, the Lord said to him, "My people are not missing it so much in the believing. What they are missing it in the saying, that confession. You need to hold fast to your confession. Because you can get in a, you, this way, this is what we'll do sometimes. We can get under pressure. We say somebody, your hand can be laid on. See, when hands are laid on you, you can tell the devil and tell that pain. So hands were laid on me, and when hands were laid on me, that's when I receive. And Father, I just want to praise you and thank you. But we get under pressure sometimes, and we'll start saying, well, we're trying to help God out, and we don't realize we're messing up. Well, I'm believing God one day I'm going to get my healing. That's where you miss it right there. No, you should have said, God got your healing 2,000 years ago. If you study the scripture closely, and this is why you meditate on and confess them, so it become real to you. And so when the pain show up, you can tell, no, you got the wrong address, and I'm not signing for this package. You have to take it somewhere else, because you're not going to stay here. And so what if you do, if it consists, you laugh in his face. I don't feel like laughing. That's where you fail it. You do what you're supposed to do. You act like it's so. Hallelujah. You stand there and refuse to back down. And so you're not going to get your healing. You done been healed. You were healed. And you got to learn how to receive it and hold on to it. Because sure as hands are laid on you and you get that pain leave you, the devil going to show up again. If you don't know what to do, he's going to put it back on you. But you said, no, you don't. That's why I said, no, stop it. You have no right to do that to me. Hallelujah. Moving right along. Hallelujah. Understand this. I want you to hear this now. Understand this. The asking and saying are two different things.